Today, the Lord gave me to share. If thou canst believe, that's the subject the Lord gave me. If thou canst believe. And it's inspired from this scripture in Mark, the 9th chapter, verses 17 to 27. And I would like someone to read those scriptures. And if you read, read nice and loud so everybody could hear and so that it would. Yeah.
What are the scriptures again?
Mark 9, verses 17 to 27.
And one of the multitude... Go ahead.
And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a deaf spirit, and wheresoever he taketh it, he beareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And when they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child. And oft times did I cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said to his tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto them, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore. He came out of him, and he was as one dead, and so much that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he rose.
Thank the Lord. Now, you see what happened in this? This man had a child that was in need, that was possessed and all, and he brought him unto him. And he says, he asked him if he could do anything. He said, would help us. And Jesus says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. You see, I believe healing is given to us if we can believe. And I believe that the Lord wants us today, 2024, to get on such believing ground that any problem that he has that we bring to him, he will do it for us. He will help us. He is standing there willing to help us. He loves us. He has his arms outstretched, waiting for us to come to him and just bring whatever is our problem. And if we can just believe him, we can have what we need, what we desire from him, because he said all things are possible to him that believeth. I believe honestly in my heart that we have many requests before the Lord that goes unanswered, unsolved because of our unbelief. Because you see, if we do not believe, if we have unbelief, we can hinder God's work. He told him, he said, if you believe, the man recognized that he believed. No doubt that's why it came to him, because he believed. But yet he said, help my unbelief. He felt like there may be some unbelief there. So he asked him to help his unbelief. We can do that too. We need, if we do not, we kind of have a little, we kind of believe, we know God can work, but for some reason we're not sure that he's going to work, or we have some doubt in there. Let's pray to God to help our unbelief. We need to get rid of it, because we have needs before God, and unless we believe, we can't get these things. So, no doubt, God infused in that man, no doubt right there, some belief. And he said, and he healed his son. He delivered his child. And even though that child had been in that condition since he was a child, no doubt he had been years. We can imagine that he had been years of these things. The enemy was trying to destroy the child. But thank God, Jesus healed him. Let's go to Matthew 13. And we're going to read 54 to 58. We want to look at how that unbelief can be a hindrance.
Matthew 13:54 to 58. Matthew 13:54. And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished, and said, whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren James, and Joseph, and Simon, and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things? And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country, in his own house.
You see what's happening here? These people, they didn't believe. They didn't want to believe. I believe they didn't even want to believe that Jesus was something special, because they knew him, they knew his family, and it's like, you know, where'd he get all this from? And so that was a hindrance to them. Many things they could have received, but he could not do many wonderful works because of their unbelief. And I believe today that many wonderful works that the Lord wants to do for us, he can't do it because of unbelief. So if we believe, if thou canst believe, we can receive many, many blessings. We want to look at how God has worked in the past. We have many examples in the scriptures of many wonderful works God did. But do we believe that the Lord stopped doing those wonderful works and he doesn't want to do them today? I say nay. I say if we can believe, he wants to move some mountains today. He wants to part some seas today. I believe he wants to take the fire out of the fire today. I believe that in my heart. But it's us. It's up to us to get on believing ground. Let's go to Matthew 21 and read verses 18 to 21. Does anybody have it? Matthew
21 and 18?
Yes.
Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a big tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently, the big tree withered away.
Keep going.
And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon did the fig tree wither away? Jesus answered and said unto them, well, I say to you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believe it, ye shall receive.
Thank the Lord. So we don't need to think one thing that happens to us, none of the mountains in our lives are too big for God, because he made the mountains. Don't you know he can dissolve the mountain? He can give us a way over, around it, or to completely take it away. So what we need is to be strong in faith and in our confidence in God, and know that he is willing. See, sometimes we think, well, I know he can do it, but I don't know if he will do it. But I believe God wants us to have faith in his, not only his ability to do, but his will to do it. We can ask him. He can let us know if it's his will. Just like that time when I was couldn't walk without my knee giving way and all, but the Lord told me he would heal me. He let me know it was his will to heal me, and he did heal me. So the thing is, we can trust in him when we know that it is his will. And you know what? I don't believe he wants to leave us in the dark. I believe he wants to let us know. Sometimes we might be afraid to ask him, Lord, do you want to heal me of this? But you know what? We can ask him. And if he doesn't say no, we can believe that, can't we? We can continue to believe for his healing. So, we can receive results if we believe. Now, one look at some examples I was thinking about. I'm not going to read, because I have a lot of scriptures. I don't want to read every incident. But if we go back to Elijah and the prophets of Baal, we remember that story, how that the people's mind were divided. And Elijah had them, they went on Mount Carmel, and he said, the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And the people said, it's well said. So the prophets of Baal called on their God from morning to noon. And they kept calling, and they lashed on themselves and jumped on the altars and did all kinds of things to get their God's attention. But there was no result. So then Elijah, at the evening time of the evening sacrifice, he had his bullock on the altar, and he prepared it, and he had them to pour water over it, and then pour more water over it, and it dripped down, and it went down into the trench, and It was, he kept lots of water on it, and Elijah just prayed simply unto the Lord. And the Lord heard. He set fire down, burned up the sacrifice, licked up the water, and the water that was in the trench and all. And then the people said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. I believe so much in God's word till I believe he's willing to do the same things today. Only if we believe. And then we had the incident of Moses. Moses, they had left Egypt and they were in the wilderness there. They got to the Red Sea. They had left Egypt and they were to the Red Sea, couldn't go any farther. The Red Sea was in front of them. The Egyptians were behind them. And they were cried out. And the Lord told Moses what to do. I think he had to strike the water, and the sea parted. And all night he put something between the Egyptians and the Israelites. And all night the winds blew and that land dried up. And they were able to go across on dry land. Do you think God can't part any rivers today? I say, nay, he can part them today. He can do the same. He has the same power. But it's up to us to believe in his power. Moses, when he struck that water, he knew that God would work. He didn't think, well, I'm going to try. But I don't know how this is going to work, but I'll try. No, he did just what the Lord told him to do. He believed God, and God parted that water. He will part some waters for us today if we could only believe. I just desire so much for all, not myself and all of us included, to get on believing ground where we know that when God says it, he will do it. He'll make a way when it seems like there is no way. But let's go to Daniel. Let's look at this, how God worked for the three Hebrew children. Daniel 3, we're going to read, we're not really, it's a good part of that chapter, but we don't want to read all of it. So what we're going to do is read parts of it, starting at verse 11 and 13. Well, prior to verse 11, Nebuchadnezzar had made this image, and we know the story. But sometimes it's just good to read the story, parts of it anyway. I never get tired of reading these stories they in the Bible, because they inspire my faith and confidence in him, God, over and over again. So he made this image of gold. And then he wanted to celebrate it. And he told all of the people to come, and when they hear the sound of the music, the different musical instruments, to bow down and worship this image. So we pick up the in verse 13, we're going to read 13 to 15, and then we'll stop and we'll skip some more. Verse 11 to 13. So he said, and whosoever falleth not down and worship that, he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affair. So what happened is he did do this, and everybody bowed down except Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They did not bow down. And so then these people were telling the king that he had made this decree, and there are certain Jews thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy God, nor worship the image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Now Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, It is true. Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, the harp, the sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? I wanted to read that part right there, because he just, in other words, felt like no God could deliver you out of my hand. Who is that God that can deliver you out of my hand? Now I would like for somebody to read verse 15 to 18 for me.
Now,
they were not going to go against their God, even if it took their life. And so, our God has so much power that no matter what, sometimes we have to submit our lives. It may be a case that looks like our life is going to be taken away from us. But God, in His power, can deliver. They were willing to follow God regardless whether He delivered them or not. You see, we know the rest of the story, but they didn't at that time. They didn't know that God would deliver them. But we want to look at His great deliverance. Now let's go to verse 24 and read 24 to 29 and see how God in His great power delivered them.
Then Nebuchadnezzar.
Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. healed. Because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort.
You see? Do you see what God did for them? Do you believe that he stopped doing it and he doesn't have the same, he no longer can deliver from the fiery furnace? I say nay. I believe in my heart and I know the scripture is true that God has the same power. He's yesterday, today, and forever. And he can deliver just like that. They didn't have even... The only thing they lost was those things that they tied them up with. Burnt those off. That's it. They, instead of being bound in there, they were loosed and walking around in there. And guess what? Jesus is right there in there with them. And so he took the fire out of it. Not even their hair sins. And he has that same power today. All he wants us to do is believe. Jesus said to that man, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. So we thank the Lord for how that we have a God that is able to deliver. He's able to, if we're sick, he's able to heal us. If we have financial needs, he's able to supply them. If we have spiritual need, if we need salvation, God is the same today and forever. He is willing to forgive. He's willing to save. He's able to save to the utmost. Not half saved, but fully saved. He has all of this for us. It's at our fingertips, so to speak. And all we need to do is believe. When we come to God, there's the scripture said that he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And then there's another one. He said, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. If we need salvation, God will not cast us out, but Jesus' open arms there to forgive and to save us through and through. There's no sin. The enemy can make you feel like you've sinned too much and you can't be saved. He's a lie from the pit of hell because Jesus made a way for every soul to be saved. So we thank the Lord for his goodness and mercy. We want to look at a little bit now how Jesus handled people's requests. Go to Matthew 8 and 2. Somebody get that one. And while someone's getting that, I would like someone else to get Mark 11, 38 to 40. Matthew 8 and 2. Matthew 8 and 2, please.
There came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed.
Look at that. Leprosy. You know, today we may not have too many, but there is leprosy in other countries. I think that I heard Brother Michael Smith talking about it. But we have COVID. COVID is something that people are have a lot of fear. It evokes a lot of fear. Don't you know that God can heal? He can heal. He can undertake. Let's have faith. He said, I will be thou clean. He said, if you will, you can make me clean. He had faith in God and believed that he could make him clean. And he said, I will be thou clean. Let's go now to John 11:38-40.
John 11:38. Jesus therefore again groaning in himself coming to the grave, it was a cave, and a stone laid upon it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place and where the dead was laid. Mm-hmm. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, loose him, let him go.
See here? He told her, you know, this is the story of Lazarus, the Mary, Martha, and Lazarus was dead, had been sickened to death. Jesus took his time coming. He knew that what God had planned. And so when Jesus got there, Mary and Martha, both of them said to him, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. But he told him, didn't I tell you, if you would believe, thou shalt see the glory of God? The Lord wants some glory. He wants us to see the glory of God. He allows something, impossible situations to happen for his glory. You know, something that we know, that human beings know that they can't do it. It's beyond the ability of man. He allows us to go through some of these things so that he could show his great power. But he wants us to believe. And so he did. Do you think he want to raise the dead again? There are some dead that no doubt he want to raise. Now we know that sometimes, most of the time, many times, God wants to take people. We're not expecting him to just let everybody stay here forever. But there are times when the Lord wants to show his great and mighty power. And in those times, he will still raise the dead. I believe that with all my heart. So now let's go to Mark 1:40-41.
Mark 1:40. And there came a leper to him, to teach him, kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and said unto him, I will be thy clean.
Will you notice that God had compassion on the leper? He has compassion on us. He sees us. He sees our frail bodies. He sees our needs. Yesterday, I am a person that don't like cold weather. I feel so good when I'm in Florida or in Honduras. The weather just suits me real well. But when a few years ago I was living in Texas, and it got so cold. I woke up in the morning, it was 7 degrees and no electricity. My apartment had no electricity. It had gone out, and I had that experience was so traumatizing to me. I had all five of my granddaughters over, and the Lord spoke to me to get them dressed. Get up, get dressed, and I got everybody dressed. And we stayed in that house till about 3 p.m. And I began to realize that it was getting too cold for us to stay in there. And I went in my car. I got them all in there. And I got in the car and I turned on the heater. And we got warm. And then I realized we have to go somewhere. We have no electricity. My apartment was total electric. And I started trying to call to see if I could find hotels close. Couldn't find, they were all taken. And then I called my sister. I called Eva, and she had, her electricity was going on and off. And I called Rose and found out that she had electricity. So I asked her if we could come. That was myself and five little girls. So here I start driving on the road that had nothing but snow and ice. And from my house to her house takes about 25 minutes or so on a normal day. Maybe 30 on a normal day. But this was, so here I was trying to get there. And I did. But the experience of it getting that cold and no heat did something to me. So the other day, I've been putting in requests for the weather, and I was so concerned. And the Lord spoke to me yesterday, I think. He said, I took care of you then. Other words, even though it was a traumatic experience, God took care of us. And so I believe God wants us to have, be on believing ground of His ability to take care of us in whatever circumstance we in, and not doubt Him. And He had compassion upon me. He had compassion on me yesterday when I'm thinking about this weather here, and letting me know, reminded me that I took care of you. In other words, I can do it again. And just like He healed the sick, the leper, and He had compassion on the leper. He raised the dead. He parted the sea. He took the fire out of the fire. He has compassion on us today. He'll do it again. There's a song, something about He'll do it again. What He did then, He'll do it again. All He wants us to do is to believe. He doesn't want us to doubt Him. I want to go to James 1, and let's read verses 5 and 6. He's not pleased when we doubt Him. It is not the thing that we should be doing, because He's shown over and over in the scriptures, and even many of us on this line today can talk about and tell of the goodness of God and the many times He's come to our rescue. But you see, sometimes when we get in a new situation, we act like we forget about what He has done. But we don't want to forget. We want to remember that He is the same today. All we have to do is trust and pray and believe. We must believe. Someone get that scripture, please. James 1, 5, and 6.
If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed.
And let, read the next one too, please.
For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord.
See, we don't want to be wavering and doubting and not believing. Don't expect to get anything from the Lord if you can't believe. We must believe. It is a must that we believe. We need Him. You know, we have so many things that we have need of. And the Lord has compassion. And He understands our need. And He cares. Thank the Lord that He is a God that cares. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that He should lie, neither the son of man that He should repent. Hath he said, and shall He not do it? Or hath He spoken, and shall He not make it good? When the Lord says these things, He means it, and He will do it. Let's go now to Matthew 11:28-30. Somebody get that one. And then John 14:1-4. Someone get that. And the last one, Ephesians 3:20.
28:30. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
So we can come to the Lord. He has His hands outstretched, ready to supply whatever need that we have. All He wants us to do is to believe Him and trust Him. And know that he said, I am meek and lowly in heart. It's not like you're going to somebody that's just so arrogant, you're afraid to go to them, they look down on you and you think that they don't care. No, He's meek and lowly in heart. And He will find rest to our souls, for His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Let's go to John 14 and read verses 1 through 4.
Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way, you know.
So don't be troubled. When you have problems and look like distresses, don't be troubled. That's what the Lord is trying to get over to me when it comes to cold weather and ice and snow. Don't let it trouble you. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Jesus, we don't need to be troubled. We just bring it to the Lord, and He will take care of it. Our last scripture is Ephesians 3:20.
Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
And do you know what that power that worketh in us? That's our belief. That's our confidence in God. And our righteous living. If we live righteous before Him, we can have confidence in God's helping us. Just like the three Hebrew children. They had confidence in God. They were living to please God. Daniel had confidence in God. Don't you know? He's able to shut the lion's mouth just like He did in Daniel. And if we had read that, we would have seen where He said that the angel, God has sent His angels to shut the lion's mouth because innocency was found in me. He had done no wrong. So if we live right, we can have confidence in God and we can be on believing ground that He is able to solve all our problems. I had a song I wanted these girls to learn, but I don't think they could, they couldn't quite get, grasp a hold to it. It was a kind of unusual song. It was an old song that we used to hear a long time ago. And it's If You Can Believe. But I want to read the words to it. It says, I heard about how Paul and Silas were in jail. Nobody there would go their bail. But when they prayed, they knew that God was on their side. That jailhouse door swung open wide. And then it said, when Daniel stood within the high, hungry lion's den, nobody thought that there was any hope for him. But all night long, the lions never took a bite. God took away their appetite. And then said, when Daniel stood before the giant with his sling, Goliath laughed at such a puny little thing. But David knew his faith in God would stand the test. He flung the rock. God did the rest. If you believe, you shall receive. There's not a trouble or care the good Lord can't relieve. Oh, he is just the same today. All you have to do is trust and pray and believe. You must believe. You all pray for me that the Lord will keep me with strength doing his will.